Commentator Katie Davis works with young people in her Washington, D.C. neighborhood. Being of a different generation, it's not just their taste in music which can leave her scratching her head, it's the way they talk to each other.
The first time I heard a kid use it, I tensed up. Tito was choosing sides for 3-on-3 and yelled, "I got white mic." I looked around. There weren't any other mics in sight, but there it was, the prefix. It turned out that's what everyone called Mike, one of the few white teenagers in our neighborhood. Here's Clayton.
That was just a name that stuck with him for a long time, White Mike.
Other times, the prefix makes more sense. Like this basketball season, we've got Ricardo Epps and Ricardo Elias on our team, and we have to tell them apart.
Spanish Ricardo or Black Ricardo.
After my initial squeamishness, I've grown accustomed to this. It's all right there on the table, spoken aloud. The racial differences that many of us compute silently. For the most part, once the differences are named, they're left aside. The kids on my team mix easily. Black, Latino, biracial, not to mention Mitat, the Albanian immigrant. I'm still more inclined to use the full name, as in, Ricardo Epps, where are your glasses? Or, Ricardo Elias, it's too cold to wear shorts. But you can see where this cries out for shorthand. A few weeks ago, I poked my head into the corner store to say hello to Muhammad, who was labeling bottles and holding court in his low-key way. "Ah," he said, "here is Katie White." Katie White, a name I learned given to me by Muhammad's children, who moved here from Sierra Leone.
I have a couple of friends, they are also Katie, so the only way they could tell between the other friends and you are white, the others are black. So they say, "You are Katie White."
I like Katie White, much better than some of the other prefixes I tend to get around here, such as Miss Katie, which makes me feel ancient and way too single. Katie White, it distinguishes and helps me fit right in.
Katie Davis is a writer in Washington, D.C.